All right, so let's jump into this AI deep dive, right? Like,
yeah.
It's Christmas Eve, but we're unwrapping, I don't know, like the future
yeah.
instead of presents. So.
Absolutely, yeah. It's
all this AI news that's dropping.
It's a lot to unpack.
From today, December 24th, 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a busy one.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff happening.
So to kick things off, OpenAI, right? They got this O3 model.
Right.
And this thing is, I don't even know how to process this, but it has like an estimated IQ of 157.
Yeah.
What does that even mean for an AI? Like, is this AI going to start like composing symphonies and like,
yeah.
I don't know, solving?
It's certainly, yeah, it's one way to try to like quantify like how impressive this model is.
Quantify it.
But yeah, I mean, IQ is just one measure of intelligence, right? It doesn't really tell the whole story.
Right.
I think what's really remarkable about O3 is its ability to like perform all these complex tasks,
yeah.
like, you know, writing different kinds of creative text formats.
Okay.
Translating languages like really, really well with all the nuance,
right?
And even coding, and it's exceeding previous AI in all these areas by a significant margin.
So it's not just like this high IQ number, it's like what it can actually do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then what's going on under the hood? Like, what is enabling this kind of...
Yeah. So that's where things get even more interesting, right?
Yeah.
So researchers have actually developed a laser-based artificial neuron operates a billion times faster than biological neurons.
Hold on. Lasers.
Yeah.
Are we talking about like a supercomputer that's also like a disco ball?
Not quite a disco ball, but... But yeah, the idea is that lasers can transmit information so much faster than traditional electrical signals.
Yeah.
So this opens up a whole new level of processing power for AI.
Wow.
And, you know, that potentially leads to like lightning fast decision making, incredibly complex simulations that were just impossible before.
So, okay, that's like...
It's a big deal. Super impressive. But like, how close are we to AI that can like truly learn and adapt like humans do across like all sorts of different situations?
Right. That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where this thing called the GAIA benchmark comes in.
Okay.
So it's essentially a test that measures AI's ability to solve problems across a whole bunch of different areas.
Okay.
Just like a human would have to in like everyday life.
So like a decathlon for AI.
Exactly. Yeah. A great analogy.
Okay.
And the latest results, get this, show that AI is only about 30% away from matching human level performance on the GAIA benchmark.
30%. That feels closer than I expected.
It is. Yeah.
And also a little, I don't know.
A little unnerving.
Yeah. Like what happens when, like what kind of impact could closing that 30% gap have on like the real world?
Yeah. I mean, just think about areas where human intelligence is still like super essential.
Yeah.
You know, things like scientific research, creative arts.
Even complex decision making, you know, in business or government.
Right.
If AI can reach that level of like general intelligence, the possibilities are really immense and maybe even a little bit daunting.
Totally. And this kind of segues into like this other piece of news, like Elon Musk, XAI, $6 billion in funding.
Funny.
Like what's going on with that?
I mean, it's a clear sign that the race to develop advanced AI is just getting more intense.
Yeah.
You know, Musk, he's clearly aiming for something big with XAI.
Right.
Now, the specifics of what they're working on still a bit under wraps, but with that kind of financial backing, they could be working on, you know, anything from super advanced AI models to specialized hardware that pushes the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Wild West out there.
It is, yeah.
With all these different players, right?
Absolutely.
And it's not just about like the technology itself. It's like the relationships between these companies, like Microsoft, for example.
Right.
Like looking for a more open relationship with OpenAI. And I don't know, what does that even mean?
Well, it seems like they're exploring the idea of, you know, increased collaboration, maybe shared resources in the AI field.
Okay.
And that could lead to, you know, faster development.
Yeah.
But it also raises questions about, you know, who controls this technology?
Right.
You know, is it going to be a few big corporations?
Right.
Or will it be more decentralized?
Yeah. Like, what are the implications of that?
Exactly.
For, you know, the future of AI and its development.
Huge questions.
Yeah. And then, like, even while all this advancement is happening, there's, like, real-world consequences we have to think about.
Absolutely.
Like, the music industry, right?
Yeah.
Amazon and Universal Music, they're like teaming up to tackle the whole issue of unauthorized AI-generated music.
That's a big deal.
So like, what's going on with that partnership?
I think it's a direct response to the growing concern over, you know, AI generated content and intellectual property rights.
Cool.
You know, AI can now create music that's almost indistinguishable from human composed tracks, right?
That's crazy.
And that raises a lot of legal questions about copyright ownership.
Right.
So this partnership is an attempt to, like, set some guidelines and protect the rights of artists in the face of this rapidly evolving technology.
It's a lot to process, even on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's clear that AI is advancing at an incredible pace.
Absolutely.
With, you know, breakthroughs happening on multiple fronts.
Yeah.
We've seen these huge leaps in cognitive abilities, this mind-boggling processing speed. And now we're even, like, grappling with the ethical and legal challenges that come with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we kind of wrap up this AI deep dive, like, the real question here is, what does it all mean for us?
Yeah, I mean, if AI keeps advancing
at
this crazy rate,
what
role will it play in our lives?
Right.
Will it be a force for good, a tool for progress, or, I don't know, something we need to approach with, like, a little bit of caution?
Right.
And I think that's something worth thinking about.
Yeah, definitely something to ponder
on
this Christmas Eve.
Absolutely.
As we head into the holidays.
A lot to chew on.
A lot to chew on, yeah.
Totally.
All right, well, thanks for joining us on this AI deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
To everyone out there.
To you too. All right, we'll see you next time.
See ya.